Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
Men, are you worried yet that more medications are added every time you go to the doctor? Blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, muscle pains, arthritis, prostate, ED issues, sleep issues, and memory loss. Are these meds even helping, or are the side effects making things worse? This is Michelle from Freedom Pharmacy in Hattiesburg, and we want to help make changes in your life today that will better your tomorrows. So come see us for some simple conversations on how to improve your health, because health is freedom.
Running a business is tough. If you're struggling with HR benefits and payroll, you're not alone. Many businesses just don't have the resources to keep up. That's where MWG Employer Services comes in. We provide a full range of employer services with everything from payroll to benefits to HR services and compliance, and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget. We're a Mississippi-based company that can help you focus on what you do best, growing your business. Call MWG Employer Services today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWG Employer Services.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish. Then there is Superior Catfish.
Gerard Gibbert. He keeps his classified documents right where they belong. Inside a Journey record jacket from the 1980s. Gerard Gibbert. Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back, everyone. The great Tom Petty bumping us into this final segment of the week here on Middays. But we'll be with you all next week, of course. And then in a couple of weeks, we got MML coming up, Mississippi Municipal League. I think I'll be traveling down there to host the show. That's coming up later on in the month. And then, of course, the Neshoba County Fair. And don't forget, the house band will be performing our debut performance. That'll be July 31st there at the track. I'm going to have to hustle from the set there at Founder Square, the Super Talk tent, and head on over and get on the skins over there. We've been practicing. I've been listening to those songs, the 18 we're playing, and air drumming them. I'm kind of sick of them, honestly. That's what it takes to get the licks down, though. So,
but now you have at least a sliver of understanding as to why some of those big rock bands, you don't hear their hits when you go see them live.
I think that's true. They're sick of them.
They've played it a thousand times over.
And that's what it takes, I mean, to perfect it. And it's one of those things, you know how movies, sometimes you can watch movies multiple times and you'll catch something. I don't remember seeing that before. That's kind of when it's like, especially when I got the headphones on, you can really, because it blocks all the other noise out, you can really hear deeply all the licks of the various components of a drum kit.
It's like, also a sign of a well-crafted piece of entertainment.
Okay, I would agree with that. And all these songs, of course, these are all fantastic drummers and much better than I could ever hope to be. I'm just trying to emulate it as close as I can and keep us going. But it's been fun. I will admit that. I'm having a blast doing it. The wife doesn't let me play
when she's home. And in Knight, the Wonder Dog, goes like three rooms over, so he runs him off. Mo says, Gerard, I'm a couple. Oh, no, this is, pardon me, Louie from the 662. Mo's did write us a message. I'll get to it in a second. A couple years younger than you, but during the time that we were growing up, if there was a disaster or people fell on hard times, friends, family, neighbors, church helped them recover. Today's generation thinks it's the job of the government. And I think a lot of that, I was thinking about all the, again, the backlash from the Democrats in the reforms in the bill regarding SNAP and Medicaid and some of the HHS reforms we were just talking about, and changes in various education grants and loans and funding and stuff like that. Once you put those things in place, as you know, I mean, this isn't anything profound here. It is so hard to take them away. But more importantly, just hearing all the Democrats and their surrogates and the media discuss this, it's clear that we've become accustomed to it. And now that you're so accustomed to it, any interference with that, it is really just not taken to very kindly. And there's, I don't know if I sent it to you, there was I think it was MSNBC, one of their analysts has this graph. And this graph, it's bar chart, shows the amount of money, at least in his view, that's being transferred to the wealthy and taken away from those in the lower to middle classes. And he's like got this in bar chart form, as if literally, they're like making a transfer out of their bank accounts. And it's his way of describing how SNAP and Medicaid and like some of these educational grants and some of the other stuff is going to affect these people. It's gross hyperbole. And there's no question about that. But again,
the media wonders why they're losing credibility and viewership.
And here's the thing. There are no changes. Let me be clear. In the current tax environment, the same tax structure that existed during the Biden 4 years, nothing's changing. Nothing is changing. So why didn't they say anything about it then? Oh, because Republicans and the president are finally saying, you know what? This is crazy that we're paying all these benefits and all this welfare is going out of the Treasury to all these people that don't need it, need to go work for it, need to tell us every 6 months what their income is so that they continue to qualify. That's all that's changed. And now all of a sudden that's being framed as we're transferring money from that group.
It's because the tiny sliver of whatever is left of their quote-unquote journalistic integrity goes on vacation when there's a Democrat in the White House.
That must be the case. But I'm not wrong about this. It's not like, oh my God, here's a whole new tax code that's benefiting the wealthy in this country. That's not happening.
All they have are lies and fear.
Oh man, we're out of here today. Thanks so much again for your donations to the Palmer Home. It was a great day yesterday. We'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Stay safe and God bless.
WFMM Summerall Hattiesburg. Super Talk Mississippi 97.3. Powered by Genesis of Hattiesburg. Home of the new Genesis GV80. A premium sports utility vehicle.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump and First Lady Melania in Texas to bring support for the catastrophic flooding, with 170 still missing and wooden crosses going up for every lost life. Congressman Chip Roy thanks the world for the relief.
My phone's been ringing off the hook in D.C. from corporations in D.C. that have stepped to the plate and have contributed.
On the way, President Trump targets Fed Chair Jerome Powell for his $2 billion office renovation while refusing to lower interest rates.
I think he's doing a terrible job. I think we should be, I think we should be 3 points lower interest rate. He's costing our country a lot of money. We should be number one, and we're not.
Markets coming off all-time highs, worried about Trump's promise of 35% tariffs on Canada, but the U.S. mining our own again, opening our first rare earth minerals mine. America's listening to Fox.
It's time to buy your new home. It's time to call the All-Star Team Realtors. When you're making such an important decision, you'll want the All-Star Team's years of experience and dedicated service to their clients. The All-Star Team knows the Pine Belt and they know real estate. So put that knowledge to work for you. Call 601-545-3900 and let the All-Star Team go to work for you. AllStarTeam.com.
Make this summer the season you build something great with help from Alexander's Hardware. From dream homes to weekend upgrades, we've got everything you need. Lumber, tools, plumbing, electrical, and more. Whether you're a contractor or DIYer, our expert team will help every step of the way. So when it's time to build, build with confidence. Stop by Alexander's Hardware in Ellisville or Bay Springs. And remember, we're always here to help.
You're listening to Super Talk News. I'm Ben Milam. A former Mississippi high school coach and teacher pleaded guilty Monday to the sexual battery of a special needs student and child pornography charges. Officials say 38-year-old Joshua Griffin, a Carthage resident, pleaded guilty in court to sexual battery of a mentally incapacitated person and two counts of possession of child pornography. Griffin was sentenced to 20 years with 18 suspended in the plea deal. He was arrested for the crimes in April of 2022 when coaching multiple sports at Philadelphia High School. He was fired from Philadelphia shortly after, though was later hired to a similar position at Wingfield High School in Jackson. Court records say Griffin and former Philadelphia High School principal Steve Eland were accused of being complicit in the sexual assault and exploitation of a minor. A civil lawsuit originally accused Griffin of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old special needs student. You can read the full story at supertalk.fm.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
When you're separating from the military, no one tells you how hard it can be to get your civilian life up to speed. But with VA benefits, it doesn't have to be. From the VA home loan requiring no down payment, to the GI Bill covering tuition, books, and cost of living, to VA healthcare offering top-ranked, low-cost care designed specifically for veterans, all the support you need is at VA. I'm here telling every veteran because I wish someone had told me, get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Some Mississippians will receive payments after some Mississippians will get a payout after a multi-state settlement was reached with five national investment firms found to have charged excessive commissions on retail investors. Secretary of State Michael Watson says the group will pay over $19 million in restitution to affected customers and just under $10 million in fines. Watson also says communication between states helped flag the issue, which he hopes will boost the confidence of those investing in the markets.
Communication there is key. And what they may find happening in Alabama or Tennessee or California, wherever, oh my gosh, it's happening here too. Working hand in hand with other states has been really important for us. When we have settlements like this, my hope is that it increases investor confidence because they know they've got a watchdog at Secretary of State's office looking out for their dollars and their investment. And when we see something that's going around, we're gonna bring them to justice.
More than 20 states have joined Mississippi in the settlement. You're listening to Super Talk News. I'm Ben Milam.
The Grammy Museum, Mississippi is thrilled to announce that the Taylor Swift Through the Eras exhibit is extending its stay
until August 31st, 2025.
Nice. The exhibit has drawn record attendance and captivated visitors since the grand opening in fall of 2024. Sponsored by Visit Mississippi, this exhibit celebrates Taylor Swift's remarkable 19-year music career. Don't miss your chance to step into Taylor's world at the Grammy Museum, Mississippi. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit
GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Hey, Richard Cross here with Super Talk Mississippi. Every day at 5 o'clock, catch the College Football Fix driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers on Sports Talk Mississippi. Speaking of Ford, how do you create a tradition of leadership? You power it with impressive towing and hauling, sharpen it with smart features like a mobile generator, and dominate the game 47 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
their time to shine.
I want to ask you this as somebody that has coached at a very high level. I've heard other coaches, travel coaches, whatever you want to call them, when they get out, they said, I would probably coach again if I could coach a team of orphans. That when parents weren't engaged in children's lives, they were much easier to coach than the helicopter parents that want to give them a Gatorade every 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
What has happened to parents as far as that goes, Chad?
Well, I tell people all the time, I don't blame these kids at all. And, you know, the term gets thrown around, these kids aren't as quite as tough. This generation of kids, not quite as tough as maybe our generation. And I blame the parents. I really do. It's not the kids' fault. It's not the kids' fault because it's a byproduct of how they're being raised. And I'm guilty of it just as the next guy. You know, we all want to give our children opportunities maybe that we did or did not have as young kids. And whether it be through an extra camp or a piece of equipment or an extra lesson, we have the right intentions. But unfortunately, if our kids get into the wrong hands, it can be a little detrimental.
One of the things that I have said for the few people who are brazen enough to even ask me my opinion when it comes to coaching youth baseball is I tell them, and I want your opinion on this because I'm a big boy. Yeah, I can take it. I tell them to put the baseball down in the fall. Mm-hmm. I said, just you don't have to play baseball all year round. You know, because number one, you have to cultivate a love for the game. And if all they're doing is playing baseball, they're going to get tired of it. And then who knows what they might get involved in. Your thoughts?
I would agree with that. And I really would. And I believe it's more about putting it down to get the mental break as much as the physical. But so you can switch gears into training, into being a better mover, a better athlete, which is the big part of my business model, instead of confining them. Again, I hate to use the same analogy of being in a box in a lesson in a biomechanical manner. So, so to a certain degree, there is a time and a place to put it down.
Which would allow them to play football or soccer or basketball.
Absolutely.
And I think every one of your colleagues on the college level that we've asked the question to have said, I much prefer a baseball player that has been in a three-point stance and knows what it's like to get his bell rung every once in a while.
No question. There's a lot of truth to that. But it is a fine line because it's hard. It's such a financial commitment to play multiple sports these days, too, and that's the other challenge.
We're going to continue our conversation with former Southern Miss baseball coach Chad Kaye, now a local businessman here in the Hattiesburg area. We're going to talk specifically about Southern Miss, the growth of the program, and about the amateur draft coming up this next week as the All-Star break ensues in Major League Baseball. The Eagle Hour, a Friday edition, continues after these commercial messages.
Dickey's Barbecue in Hattiesburg, legit Texas barbecue 7 days a week. Take your pick, brisket, pulled pork, chicken, turkey, sausage, ribs, and wings. Enjoy delicious Dickey's by the plate or by the pound. It's fresh and delicious, and it's always ready at Dickey's. And don't forget, Dickey's can cater any event on your schedule, large or small. Dickey's is open 7 days a week on Cross Creek Parkway in Hattiesburg. Legit Texas barbecue for 80 years. Dickey's Barbecue.
At Southern Bancorp, we are wealth builders for everyone. We see building wealth as helping people succeed in creating strong financial futures. For some, it's having tools to build credit and buy a first home. For others, working with our award-winning SBA team to launch or grow a small business. And still others might use our unique savings plan today to save for tomorrow's dreams. Wherever you are on your wealth building journey, Southern Bancorp can help. Stop by or visit banksouthern.com to get started. Southern Bancorp, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Ramey Motors, they are family-owned and operated. From auto sales to power sports and tractors, they have what you need. Carrying brands like Honda, G3, Ambush, Mahindra, Case IH, Gravely, Steel, and more. They believe strongly in customer service and would love to earn your business. Come visit their showroom at 120 Highway 589 in Purvis, or give them a call at 769-456-7757, or visit their website at RaimiMotorsMS.com.
Hub City Dental on South 28th Avenue invites you to make an appointment with them today. Dr. Patrick Bierdeman and staff provide personalized attention and high-quality dental services to every patient. Hub City Dental is committed to seeing that everyone has a friendly and comfortable experience while achieving their smile and oral health goals. Dr. Patrick Bierdeman is a proud alumni and supporter of Golden Eagle Athletics. Call 601-264-4800 and make your appointment today, and let Hub City Dental help take your smile to the top.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This summer, cut your mowing time and crank up your backyard curb appeal with a brand new Exmark mower from Smith Small Engine Repair in Hattiesburg. Exmark mowers deliver pro-level performance, comfort, and durability. Perfect for tackling any yard, big or small. Come see us on Highway 589 and let us help you find the right Exmark for your summer mowing needs. Call 601-467-7996 today. Smith Small Engine Repair, powering your summer one yard at a time.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Campus Bookmart is the sponsor of this second part of the program. It's in the bright yellow building, and I mean bright yellow building, across from the main campus on Hardy Street. You can't miss it. Everything that you can put a Southern Miss logo on, in apparel or trinkets, things for graduation, gifts, at Campus Bookmart, open 24/7 on the web at Campus Bookmart, that's bookmart with a T, .net. Later on in the program, new pitching coach Gunnar Leger will be joining us. Southern Miss has raided the cupboards of yet another Sunbelt rival. He comes to Hattiesburg from Louisiana Lafayette. We'll be talking with him a little bit later on. But right now, we continue our conversation with former coach Chad Kaye, now a businessman in Hattiesburg, got out of the collegiate game at 2019. And Chad, not a moment too soon. My gosh, how much has changed in just a few short years, which completely changes the way you have to navigate a roster and the future.
Very challenging. Yeah, still speak to a lot of recruiting coordinators, head coaches in the league of the SEC, Sun Belt, and et cetera. Yeah, this is some tough times. There's no doubt the whole landscape of recruiting. And, you know, I think the thing that I learned my last year at South Carolina, I share this message. It's very, very unfortunate. It's very difficult for the high school player simply because it's become an adult league. And there's no other way to describe that. You have to have age, physicality, and experience to compete at the levels of which college baseball is competing at. And college baseball is better than ever as far as the competition level across the board, all conferences. But man, it's this transfer portal and NIL and now revenue sharing, it's a totally different landscape than just it was 3 years ago.
If there is a winner or are winners, I've heard outsiders looking in say D2 and JUCOs are probably the biggest winners, if there could be winners.
Well, it's twofold. Junior colleges are going to win for sure because they're going to get a much more talented high school player, as well as a couple transfers. But honestly, the Southern Misses of the world, the Coastal Carolinas, the Troys, the high mid majors are going to really benefit from this just because it's a numbers game. It's a trickle down effect. Quite frankly, those schools should be getting a better player, version of a player than they were even when I was here. So, and again, it's just because we're dealing with 34-man rosters. And so, the transfer portal is more active than ever before. Everybody's trying to better their position and catapult themselves to the draft. So, the unfortunate part, you won't see as much loyalty. You won't see as much development in the Division I ranks because there's so much movement, and you can't really expect to have a ton of development when the guys are moving in and out so much. Specifically, we getting graduate school, graduate transfers, guys transferring into senior class, et cetera. It's just hard at the age brackets that they're in, but it's new times.
I get asked this question a lot, and I'll ask you because I don't know the answer. Mm-hmm. When you look at major league rosters, you see a large influx of Latin players from South America, Central America, so on. But we don't see that really at the United States collegiate level. Why is that?
Well, this is the part that most people won't admit. The Major League Baseball and college baseball do not coincide. Major League Baseball model, business model, and execution model is they're playing young athletes. They want the 18, 19, 20-year-old. College baseball does not. And so they're not coincide. That's why you're going to see the draft has already been pushed down to 20 rounds. It's more than likely going to get pushed down again. So to answer your question, that's why the opportunities for the out-of-the-country kids are and why you're seeing more out-of-the-country players more than ever before. Again, because the two models don't coincide. You don't want a 26-year-old from Southern Miss when you get an 18-year-old Latin American at probably a cheaper price. I hate to say that, but you may have a better prospect, too.
And talking with people in the Twins and Phillies organization, which my son used to work for, they said the other thing that a lot of people don't want to admit is, quite frankly, the Latin American kids will work for cheaper.
Absolutely. 100%.
That there is indeed a sense of privilege among, for lack of a better term, white kids, spoiled white kids who have come up playing travel ball.
Well, having the experience of being in the SEC, as great as an opportunity it is for the athlete of all sports, the negative of it is it is a customized, it's customized travel, nutrition, strength and conditioning. You have every bell and whistle in these programs to cater to these kids to be the best version of themselves. And then when they jump into minor league baseball, it's a culture shock. You have nothing. You have no resources. Resourcefully is two totally different games. And that's what drives these kids away from professional baseball. Like, well, hold on. I had it better at Texas A&M, South Carolina, LSU than I do in Double A, wherever.
And they can, and with transfer portal and NIL, they really could be literally making more money in college.
100%.
And then they start in the minor leagues.
100%.
And I'm not sure that that's something that would really be attractive.
And that's why the two models, they don't coincide. And that's unfortunate for both games, but it is what it is. And I don't know what could change that. I really don't know if it ever will change that. Time will tell. I don't have those answers, but there is a huge variable there.
Well, the draft coming up early part of end of this weekend and then beginning next week, and it's assumed that Middleton and Cook will be at least two Southern Miss guys whose names will be called. What about their skill sets, Chad? You are especially outstanding.
I mean, obviously, I didn't coach them. I don't know them on a personal level. Obviously, one has a terrific run tool, which is extremely, extremely rare, and with a ton of athleticism, the little I've seen. And then Middleton, obviously, is such a power arm, which is required in today's professional game. So, like I said, I don't know their makeup, and I can't speak on any of that, but just watching from afar, their skill set, super, super special. More importantly, I think that the area here that does not get enough credit is the high school baseball. The high school baseball in our state is already good, but our region is ridiculously good. Since I've been out, I've had the ability to be around the Parker brothers, the EJ Booz, Matt Miller's son, Maddox Miller, and Taylor Bellevue from Petal. There's just so many terrific draft potential talents in this region that has been very, very fun to watch.
Well, it changes the perspective of things when you become a draftee and then, you know, from going from the amateur ranks, as it were, you know, to the pro leagues.
Absolutely.
So what can we expect really next week in the amateur draft generally?
You know, I tell people all the time, I've gotten real close to a lot of GMs and scouting directors. The draft is a little bit of a misconception in regards to where some of these kids get picked, because it's not just based off of best player goes one, best player goes two. There's a financial piece to this that really comes into play. There's a need and philosophy a part of it as well. So, you know, I'll use JoJo Parker because I know him personally, and I mean he's an unbelievable talent. Is he deserving to go top five? Yes, but also one of those top five organizations have to have the right fit financially. Roster-wise, et cetera. So there's more to it than just this, obviously, stacking players. But at the end of the day, he's going to get a terrific opportunity.
The great stories for me are always the pitchers because, and I'll give you two examples. Justin Verlander, who has just, I guess, announced his retirement, comes out of Old Dominion, right? Not a lot of people. Old Dominion, not exactly a baseball powerhouse. Probably the best pitcher, I'm told, in the last 10 to 15 years, Tarek Skubal, a weird name, but out of the University of Seattle, now pitching for Detroit. Yep. So how do guys like this, who become so good in the majors, only wind up going, no disrespect, to Old Dominion and the University of Seattle?
Well, look, this is what I've learned in the past 10 years of coaching in those leagues and also being out. The ability to develop on the mound is resourcefully it's staggering how the opportunities that these kids have. There's just so much information out there to make them a better version of themselves or the best version of themselves. I tell my son and all his friends all the time, why anyone would ever want to hit? Like, it's so hard to be, it was always hard.
Right.
And now we have seam shifting. We have the ability to change slots to more natural slot with specific grips. I mean, there's just so many analytical things that you can do to create velocity, to create this, I call it the Barry Bonds, the special pitch, the equalizer, to create these models of pitches. And it takes some time. So for athletes that you just mentioned to go to smaller schools and then flourish as they got exposed resourcefully to some of this, it's not surprising. And you're going to see it all the time. Bobby Barbier is the head coach at Southeastern Louisiana. Yes. Is one of my very dear friends.
Former coach at Northwestern State.
He is. And he is one of the best pitching coaches in the country, in my opinion. And he is a prime example of a guy he can take from small school and then all of a sudden develop him into a star because of all these resources that I'm discussing.
We're going to take a commercial break, then we're going to wrap up with Coach Chad Kaye, and then you'll meet the newest member of the Southern Miss baseball staff, Gunnar Leger. And I haven't even had to speak Kunas or whatever to be able to talk to these guys. So that's a good thing. The Eagle Hour will continue in just a moment.
Campus Bookmart is the one and only stop for the real Southern Miss fan. From hats to sweaters and even jerseys, Campus Bookmart has you covered with all the essentials for the Southern Miss football season. With sizes from toddler to large and in charge, there is no reason to shop anywhere else. Call 601-261-9690 or visit campusbookmart.net. Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street across from USM in Hattiesburg.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
At Southern Bancorp, we are wealth builders for everyone. We see building wealth as helping people succeed in creating strong financial futures. For some, it's having tools to build credit and buy a first home. For others, working with our award-winning SBA team to launch or grow a small business. And still others might use our unique savings plan today to save for tomorrow's dreams. Wherever you are on your wealth-building journey, Southern Bancorp can help. Stop by or visit banksouthern.com to get started. Southern Bancorp, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
South Mississippi Office Furniture is proud to support Southern Miss Athletics. Serving the Hattiesburg and surrounding area since 1975, South Mississippi Office Furniture is a staple in the Pine Belt and knows the customer's needs is top priority. South Mississippi Office Furniture understands there's no such thing as one size fits all. So whether you're a small or big business, they can assist you with all your office furniture needs. They carry new and used inventory to fit any budget, so stop by today. South Mississippi Office Furniture, located on Highway 49, across from Hattiesburg Cycles in Hattiesburg. Southern Miss to the top.
Looking for a little luxury? Look no further than Genesis of Hattiesburg, where state-of-the-art design meets unmatched comfort and every drive feels like a first-class escape. At Genesis of Hattiesburg, we go above and beyond to deliver an experience like no other. From sleek and powerful vehicles to our dedicated team, we're redefining what it means to enjoy the ride. Visit us today and discover why your next adventure starts here at Genesis of Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg's premier neighborhood sports bar is 4th Street Bar, located at 2505 4th Street in Hattiesburg, just north of Southern Miss. 4th Street Bar features great food, affordable drinks, and a little something for everyone, including plenty of TVs showing all the Southern Miss games, pool tables, darts, foosball, and more. Don't forget about the $10.95 lunch special. Come unwind at 4th Street Bar, 2505 4th Street in Hattiesburg.
You're listening to Super Talk News. I'm Ben Milam. A former Mississippi high school coach and teacher pleaded guilty Monday to the sexual battery of a special needs student and child pornography charges. Officials say 38-year-old Joshua Griffin, a Carthage resident, pleaded guilty in court to sexual battery of a mentally incapacitated person and two counts of possession of child pornography. Griffin was sentenced to 20 years with 18 suspended in the plea deal. He was arrested for the crimes in April of 2022 when coaching multiple sports at Philadelphia High School. He was fired from Philadelphia shortly after, though was later hired to a similar position at Wingfield High School in Jackson. Court records say Griffin and former Philadelphia High School principal Steve Eland were accused of being complicit in the sexual assault and exploitation of a minor. A civil lawsuit originally accused Griffin of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old special needs student. You can read the full story at supertalk.fm.
Tune in to Middays with Gerard Gibbert each weekday, live from the Element Wealth Studios. Is retirement on your mind? Do you have a plan? Go to myelementwealth.com to find your balance between income, growth, and guarantees.
Superior, it's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Some football?
Football.
SEC Media Days is the unofficial start to the college football season. I'm Michael Borky with Sports Talk Mississippi. We'll be live in Atlanta starting on Monday to get you ready for the biggest event of the offseason, SEC Media Days. Our coverage is brought to you in part by Pearl River Resort, Trustmark Bank, Cannon Ford, Lincoln and Cleveland, Covington County Hospital, and Mississippi Farm Bureau.
Let's go!
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the third segment of the program. They have live trivia on Wednesday nights through the month of July. Great air conditioning in there. Good place to shoot pool, hang out with Southern Miss fans. Whether you're pre-gaming, post-gaming, they've got great food and big portions on the food, too, for us full-figured guys. And cold beverages always at 4th Street Bar and Grill. We appreciate their support of this program and Southern Miss Athletics. And this reminder that the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour is Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Coach Chad Kaye, we're wrapping up our conversation with him. Chad, tell us again about your business, where you're located, and
That. Yeah, located right here in Oak Grove, Highway 98, New Point Shopping Center. Very excited about the new facility, opportunity, just to touch some young athletes' lives. You know, as I shared before, you know, I think it's so important that athletes train in their more natural state, none of the cookie-cutter approach, and that's some of the things that we can do. It's all done through an assessment, which it's all one-on-one, extremely customized, not only customizing the athlete to help with his obviously swing in the batter's box, but on the mound, but also defensively stealing bases. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're defining movement, and we're defining easy, effortless movement. And for every athlete, and that's all they could ever wish for. And, you know, well, again, we tell everyone this is not a magic pill, but this will truly, truly give you the best opportunity to reach your ceiling. And the last piece that I'll share, I think the biggest mistake, I hate to use that term, but that is being made, is in the strength and conditioning department. All these athletes are trying to lift exactly the same, kind of the same cookie cutter approach, all working the same program. There's some terrific programs out there. I'm not questioning anyone, but I do believe there's certain athletes that need to train specifically in that resourceful way, in a more natural state, to help them truly be the best version of themselves on a playing field.
And if you have girls and boys, let the girls go to competitive dance right
yes,
there in the
absolutely.
Same shopping center.
Absolutely.
I'm not familiar with really
yeah.
the name of that
dance
place.
South, dance South.
Oh, you happen
yes,
to know the name
South.
Of that
I do
place.
Happen to know the name. This is year 15. She's done terrific. And so we're right next door. So you can bring your daughters and your son.
And then you can go do what you need to do and then come back. Unless you're one of these helicopter parents. We're just gonna. I don't know how you can be in two places at once. But anyway, Coach, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having
your me. Your insight is always well-received, and we appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I wish you Gunner the best of luck. He's going to love it here.
All right, and we're going to be talking with Gunner Leger here in just a moment. This reminder that we want you to stop by MCS Home Center in Bellevue when you get the chance, 7329 U.S. Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. If you go to the 98-589 interchange, just go past 589, and it's right there on the right. It's a big box store with the local touch of local people who you worship with and work with, and they will take you right to where you want to be. You will be impressed if you haven't been by MCS Home Center. If you use it in, on, or around your home, you will find it at MCS. And don't forget the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, where you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Joining us now is Gunner Leger, a native of Lafayette, Louisiana, who actually comes to the Hattiesburg area from the University of Louisiana Lafayette, where he will join the Southern Miss baseball, or has joined the Southern Miss baseball coaching staff, actually coming from the Cajuns. ULL. And Gunner, between Kaye and Leger, I think we've got about the whole state of Louisiana covered today.
Yeah. How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me on. Yeah, he's, we got it covered. I'd say that. So, because Kaye may not remember, but he recruited me when I was coming up and playing. He was at Southern Miss. He never offered me, so never had the opportunity to. I won't hold that against him.
I was going to say, you can't get it right all the time, right?
When
we talked a little bit earlier, you kind of laughed when I mentioned that our research staff does such a good job that they knew that you played for the Thibodeau Terror Travel League Baseball years ago. Yes, right.
I spent a little time with them.
Playing against guys like Kirk McCarty and Taylor Braley and some other Southern Miss players, Matthew Giddey throughout the years. But tell us now, you come from Lafayette to Hattiesburg, and one of the things you said is, look, it's some people might consider it a lateral move, but for you it was a chance to really work under Christian Ostrander, who you've said is one of the great pitching minds in the game today.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, for me, you know, I kind of got lucky and got a little bit of a head start. Coach Deggs gave me a great opportunity to work at a place that obviously means a lot to me playing there and playing under Coach Robe. I'm young in this, and I know that I have a lot to learn, and I have a desire to learn and be around people that are really good at what they do. And Coach Oz, I think, is as good as it gets. You know, I think just from what I know and my experiences with him and everything I've heard about him, I couldn't be more excited to be under him and be with him.
And although In other sports, it might be a different story. I would think baseball in the Sun Belt would not be near as difficult a sell.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
As a league, no. This is a pretty strong league.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would say, I mean, when I played in it, you know, I felt like it was strong. It was maybe a little top heavy, but top to bottom now, man. I mean, you know, we're the fourth rated league in the country for a reason, you know. And I mean, I like to say that. I mean, we're playing Power Four baseball, you know, ACC, SEC, Big 12, and then us. So, you know, and then Coastal is a prime example, playing in the national championship 2 times in 10 years, and you know, Southern Miss hosting regionals. UL has done it before, you know, and I think even the bottom of the league, you know, like I said earlier, when I played, maybe it was a little bit more of a top heavy league, but the bottom of the league has invested a lot into baseball. You can tell. And they're playing at a high level as well.
Yeah, it's one thing for Coastal to have to beat LSU, but to beat the umpires as well. A little bit too tough for I said that, Gunner. You didn't. Okay. But
it is kind of. No comment for
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Kind of tough to do. So tell us what roles you will be stepping into at Southern Miss under Christian Ostrander's leadership.
Yeah, no, a lot of what I'm doing is, you know, I guess you can view it as an assistant pitching coach type role. You know, I'll kind of. We'll hold hands and manage it, if you will. But I know I'm going to help a lot on the technology analytics side. You know, we'll have obviously my hand in development and other things. But like I've done a couple of interviews and told people before, you know, obviously this is Coach Oz's organization and team and his staff. And again, that I'm just grateful to be a part of it and be with him and have the opportunity to be at this place. It's a very special place. I have had an opportunity to come here when I was a player. It was in midweeks. You know, Southern Miss wasn't in the Sun Belt yet, but got to experience it a little bit and obviously been on the opposite side of the field as a coach once at Pete Taylor Park. But it's a really special place, man. With special people.
And I would think, too, that you being from Louisiana, your dad having coached in Louisiana, and you've been a lot of different places in Louisiana, that would be absolute fertile recruiting ground for you because there's a lot of great talent in that state.
For sure. No question. It's good baseball. Just like good baseball in the Mississippi area, the Mississippi JUCOs and really everything surrounding Hattiesburg. But no, Louisiana and South Louisiana, obviously grew up there, played there growing up, played high school at Barb, played high school ball at Barb. And so there's that whole I-10 is loaded with talent. You know, and I feel like I definitely have a good recruiting base down there, good connections and relationships. And so it's definitely not a bad place to go down there and have some people in your corner.
Gunner Leger is with us. He's the newest member of the Southern Miss baseball coaching staff under Coach Christian Ostrander. Coach Leger, as we talk to you now, you've got your punch list sitting in front of you, your to-do list. What are some things that are of most immediate importance to you that you want to get taken care of as you settle in?
The big thing for me, man, is like I told Coach Oz that you know, I'm not coming in here to the system works, right? And his ability to evaluate talent and develop players, and not just him, but the organization and the program with Southern Miss Baseball has done it at a high level for a long time. And so I'm not coming in here trying to change anything, just add value, you know, where I see fit and where it kind of makes itself present. Really, the immediate thing for me is, I mean, it's why I got into this is just to build a relationship with the guys. You know, they get to learn me a little bit. I get to learn them and just get a feel for how coach operates and how he wants to operate, you know, and what's important to him. And I think that's kind of was the biggest thing for me. And I expressed that to him, like, you know, I want to know what's your vision and what do you want this to look like so that I can help, you know, I can help you achieve that goal for us.
And not that you're going to lose any sleep over this. But the fact that you left Lafayette to come to Hattiesburg, an in-Sunbelt Conference rival, you know, the fans down there probably would have wished you would have gone anywhere other than Southern Miss. Did you get your house egged, Gunner, or your tires slashed or anything like that?
No, nothing yet. So, I mean, like I said, Lafayette and Louisiana has always been home. They've been always extremely supportive of me and gracious to me and my family. And so, you know, obviously I'm sure that
they weren't super thrilled, and I can understand it, you know, but at the end of the day, I felt like the opportunity again to kind of get uncomfortable a little bit and get out and about and ultimately be with Coach Oz just was a no-brainer.
All right, Gunnar Leger, we wish you nothing but success. Welcome to Hattiesburg, and we're with you all the way, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you all for having me.
Gunnar Leger, the news on the new staff of Coach Christian Ostrander in baseball. Where will Southern Miss finish in football? We'll see what the prognosticators have to say when the Eagle Hour concludes in a moment.
Hey, it's Dustin Dickerson, former Southern Miss shortstop. If you're looking to improve your home, you need to check out MCS Home Center in Bellevue. The new store just opened and they have everything you need. From tools, hardware, to flooring, countertops, sunglasses, and ammo, you'll find it here. And if your walls need a refresh, they've got a Benjamin Moore paint store too. So swing by, take a look, and support a local business that's all about Southern Miss. MCS Home Center, your one-stop shop.
Game day just got tastier with Lenny's Grill and Subs in Hattiesburg. Whether you're headed to cheer on the Golden Eagles or planning a tailgate with friends, Lenny's has you covered with delicious subs, fresh salads, and unbeatable catering options. Located right across from Southern Miss on Hardy Street, we're your go-to spot for a winning spread. Call us today at 601-296-0088 and let us take your tailgate to the top. Lenny's, where game day meets flavor.
Are you looking to upgrade your outdoor living spaces? Greenline Landscape and Irrigation provides the highest level of quality with personalized service and has been serving the Pine Belt for over 30 years. Greenline offers all-in-one services and 3D landscape design to meet and exceed all expectations from start to finish. Ray, Baron, Steve, and team are the best in the business and will design, install, and maintain your project like no other. Call them today, 601-261-0559. Greenline Landscape. Do it once, do it right.
Baseball players, softball players, DBAT is here to help you improve your swing. DBAT provides a quality teaching environment with professional instruction to enhance your baseball or softball game at all levels from little league through the pros. DBAT has 10 batting cages, 4 with pitching machines to accommodate baseball and softball, plus experienced instructors for one-on-one lessons. Check out our Facebook page for camps and clinic dates to provide a great opportunity for players to improve. DBAT in Hattiesburg.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Ramey Motors, they are family-owned and operated. From auto sales to power sports and tractors, they have what you need. Carrying brands like Honda, G3, Ambush, Mahindra, Case IH, Gravely, Steel, and more. They believe strongly in customer service and would love to earn your business. Come visit their showroom at 120 Highway 589 in Purvis. Or give them a call at 769-456-7757. Or visit their website at RaimeyMotorsMS.com.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. I know a thing or two about the value of a strong team. Farm Bureau works hard to get me through thick and thin. They've got exceptional customer service and competitive insurance rates that keep me protected. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Summertime is the season for road trips. Before heading out on the open road, MDOT recommends taking some time for routine vehicle maintenance. Check your tires for proper wear and pressure. Make sure your battery is in tip-top shape. Keep an emergency kit in your vehicle's trunk. And don't forget to check your car's air conditioning, because this Mississippi heat is no joke. Download the MDOT Traffic mobile app for real-time updates on traffic conditions across the state. And follow at Mississippi DOT on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This fourth segment brought to you by DBAT Training Facility. Indoors softball and baseball training in air-conditioned, comfort, and clean premises. Boy, you'll really love the facility at DBAT just off of Interstate 59 in Hattiesburg. And a shout-out to 2902 Hardy Street's own Mobe Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour. They're right across from the main campus as well. What a great way to start your day or end your day at Mobe Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street. Kelly Sander, along with producer-engineer Michael Mergens, Bob Getty on vacation. So is Andrew Abbedee. We expect Bob back on Monday. Not sure with Andrew, as he is gallivanting, which is a word, Michael, that doesn't get used very often, gallivanting.
There's a reason for that.
Is it kind of old school?
Someone has to look it up.
Across Northern Europe, but we hope that that Andrew is having a good, safe trip. Well, football season right around the corner now, and of course all the publications and prognosticators are putting in their two cents worth as to where they think Southern Miss might finish. But we're going to jump to the end of the upcoming season, where CBS Sports has already come out with their first bowl projections where they think teams are going to wind up at the end of the year. Interesting to me that we haven't even played a game yet, and they're already predicting final.
You can't say it's a slow news period, because obviously there's a lot going on news-wise, but apparently...
This is, of course, all just for kicks and giggles. Well,
it's the Onion, isn't it?
And this is
the Onion posted it.
Yeah, and this is the worst projection that we have found for Southern Miss, that they're not even in the bowl picture. All right, according to CBS Sportsline, Coastal Carolina is going to play South Florida in Myrtle Beach. Jackson State's going to play Marshall in New Orleans. Now, how that happens, I don't know, because Marshall, by other publications, are picked to finish dead last.
Right.
So I don't know. That shows you how all over the board these things can be. At the Veterans Bowl in Montgomery, Bowling Green is scheduled to take on Arkansas State. In Albuquerque at the New Mexico Bowl, UNLV versus Texas State this coming season. The 68 Ventures, but what is 68 Ventures? Do you have any idea?
I remember Venture 64 is an album.
Okay, no, I doubt that would be it. But the game is in Mobile, and they've got Fresno State taking on Louisiana Lafayette. The Cure Bowl in Orlando, James Madison versus Boise. And again, these are all projections by CBS Sports. And then the Boca Raton Bowl, played in, of all places, Boca Raton.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, Georgia Southern against Western Michigan. So if those hold true, which, what are the odds?
I want you, when you leave, tack that on the bulletin board, and we'll look at
it. Some good bulletin board material, right?
Yeah, we'll look at it in December and compare.
So according to CBS Sports, the following Sun Belt teams will not be bowling. Old Dominion, South Al, Appalachian State, who comes to Hattiesburg, game number 3 this year, Louisiana Monroe, Georgia State, and our beloved Eagles. Now, that's worst-case scenario.
Yeah.
But now, if you look at college football news, on the other side of the coin, the news is much better. Again, the same Marshall team that was projected to play in a bowl by CBS Sports is projected to finish 14th, dead last in the conference by College Football News. Number one, James Madison. They've got James Madison winning the Sun Belt this year, followed by Georgia Southern. Now, those two teams are in the Eastern Division. But then the next four teams are all in the West. They've got Archy State as the number three team in the Sun Belt, South Al as number four, Troy number five, but Southern Miss, number six.
Wow.
In the entire league. In fact, in their writings, they said that they think that Charles Huff will get this thing turned around in 1 year, this season. They then go on to say that Coastal Carolina will finish seventh. Louisiana Lafayette will finish eighth. Then ninth is Texas State. Tenth is App State, which, again, comes here to Hattiesburg week 3. 11th, Georgia State. 12th, Old Dominion. 13th, ULM, and 14th, Marshall. So Southern Miss, according to College Football News, the sixth best team in the Sun Belt going into the season, having not played a game yet, of course, and that would put the Eagles in the middle of the pack in the West. which when you talk to a lot of people who have had a sip of the Southern Miss Kool-Aid before and have been burned, a lot of people going, look, 6-6 will be okay. Mm-hmm. We'll take 6-6. That's bowl eligible. But, and this sounds...
We need to start keeping these every year and then look back.
And how accurate? And
all, yeah, how accurate it was with last season. And I get it. It's the off season. Everyone's ready to go. So they got to keep that news cycle going, coming up with stuff. But you see what happens every season. It's never what anyone expects. Because you don't know.
And when you look at the Big 12 last year, Arizona State was picked to finish dead last, and they win the league.
Mm-hmm. There's been a few times in April where you've come in, and you're a Detroit Tigers fan. I'm a Chicago White Sox fan. You said, man, your White Sox are looking really good. What do I usually tell you?
We haven't played a game yet.
Yeah, well, it's like, talk to me in October, and we'll see how it's a long season. A lot can happen.
Although, with all due respect, Merg, with the White Sox, you can talk to you in May, and it's pretty much...
Yeah, well, yeah. Right
it's,
now.
It's getting better.
It's too late now.
Yes.
Next season, next year.
Wait till next year. All right. Wait till next week for more of the Eagle Hour. On Monday, former football coach Jay Hobson we'll be here for the entire hour. And man, is there a lot of stuff to talk about with him. Jay Hobson on Monday's show. Bob Getty will return. Hope you have a great weekend. For producer-engineer Michael Mergens, I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. Until Monday at 1, as always, Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top.
To the sea.
WFMM Summerall Hattiesburg, Super Talk Mississippi 97.3, powered by Genesis of Hattiesburg, home of the new Genesis GV80, a premium sports utility vehicle.
John Saucier, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman defending ICE in a post on X this week, arguing calls for the agency to be abolished are outrageous. The Democratic senator telling Fox he believes in legal immigration, insists ICE plays an important role in helping keep the country safe.
We should round up and deport all the criminals. Absolutely, I support that. You know, I'm a Democrat. I also want to secure our border. And then I think there are two things that must be true. A secure border, and now we have to deport all of the criminals.
In Los Angeles, the mayor Karen Bass signing an executive order to promote more information sharing about ICE raids in her city. The mayor says she's looking to stop what she calls a lawless administration.
When people are taken from our city, we do not necessarily know where they are going. They are not provided regular access to families or to legal counsel.
America's listening to Fox News.
This year, Mississippi Power commemorates a century of service to Mississippi. It's been a privilege to power your homes, businesses, and communities for 100 years. As we look ahead to the next century, we'll keep powering progress and providing you with safe, reliable energy. Thank you for letting us serve you.
Home, auto, life insurance. Independent insurance agents can offer you a variety of plans and offer the best rates in the market. The Greg Carpenter Agency has been doing just that for 30 years, and Greg can do the same for you. Have you checked your auto rates lately? Now may be the time, and the Greg Carpenter Agency is the place to call. 601-520-2123. The Greg Carpenter Agency, serving the Pine Belt and eager to serve you. 601-520-2123.
For a limited time, get 0% financing for 84 months on John Deere 3E compact tractors at Ag Up. These versatile machines bring serious power. Offer ends July 31st, 2025. Visit us in-store, online at agup.com.
You're listening to Super Talk News. I'm Caleb Saylor. Local leaders are disputing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' cost projections in its recent document assessing flood control plans for the Pearl River. Last week, the federal agency released an environmental impact statement on two projects aimed at curbing flooding in Hinds and Rankin counties. One of the plans, called Alternative D1, is locally backed and would entail removing a 100-year-old weir at LaFleur's Bluff Park and constructing a new one further south down I-20 to create a more than 1,000-acre lake. However, the Corps projects that the price tag on the project would veer around $900 million. Pearl Mayor Jake Windham, on the other hand, argues that the cost was intentionally inflated to undermine any future construction along the river. For a full rundown, head on over to supertalk.fm.
day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
You'll be one smart cookie when you try Bluebell Cookie Cake Ice Cream. A sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing. This cookie cake ice cream really takes the cake.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Entergy, Mississippi's largest supplier of electric power generation, has a little over 1,000 job openings.
We need young people working, and young folks could get to work and be making six figures in 5 years as a lineman. They could be engineers.
That was Central District Public Service Commissioner DeKeither Stamps encouraging young people to apply for a job with the utility company. He also urges parents to use this as an opportunity to help get their adult-age children an occupation.
We need everybody to do a little what we call couch kicking. We need you to don't leave out the house going to work, leaving young folks on the couch at home. Get those young folks to work, especially in the utility space. Most of these jobs are recession-proof. 90% of the jobs in the utility space don't even require a college degree. They require a certification process or an associate's degree.
Reporting for SuperTalk News, I'm Caleb Saylor.
Alito, this is Choctaw Princess Leilani Allen. Join us for our Diamond Year celebration, the 75th Choctaw Indian Fair, July 8th through 12th.
Enjoy performances from top artists Tasha Cobbs-Leonard, Tatanka Means, Indigenous, Chapel Heart, Chris Young, and Flo Rida. Experience Choctaw art, food, dancing, and carnival rides. Ignite your competitive spirit with Reds Run, Iron Warrior, Volleyball, and the Cornhole Tournament. Visit ChoctawIndianFair.com and like us on Facebook.
Hope to see you there. Hatchpee Salachige.
Hey, Mom, what beach are we going to today?
Let's check the beach website. It's got the latest information on water quality. It can help us decide.
Visiting the coast? Before you go, check out the MDQ Beach website. We make it easy to see water quality at every beach 24/7.
Staying informed is a top priority. That's why I trust the scientists who are testing our waters every day.
Beaches.mdeq.ms.gov. What you need to know, the minute you need to know. Beaches.mdeq.ms.gov.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your radio happy hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Now, don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app and your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us, too. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. Now, keeping our police forces healthy is definitely a good thing. And UMMC Police Department is the first of the state to utilize some unique technology. Joining us today is Bodie Sarton. He's the Deputy Chief of Operations, and we got Sergeant Green joining us as well to tell us a little more. Welcome, y'all.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you both here. It's also good to see you guys putting the health of your force out in front and doing the best you can to give them the tools that they need to do that or to accomplish that. So tell us about this new technology, Bodie. How did UMMC's police department decide to utilize what was out there in a unique way?
Toward the last of last year, we started looking at ways to have our officers with some type of physical fitness program. You know, we tossed around competitions, weight loss, things like that, and we kind of put it on a back burner until one of our officers, Eric Abston, passed away of a heart attack. and Eric was only 49. Mm-hmm. Shortly after, you know, the Hinds County officer, you know, he lost his life. And then in March, a Jackson police officer, young guy, Chris Gilliam, passed away with a heart attack. So we knew it was then time to provide our officers with something to help try to offset some of these medical problems, you know, obesity, diabetes. So we came across an app. It's called Cortico, C-O-R-D-I-C-O, produced by Lexicon. And it's basically a free app for the officers and their family. The university and the police department pay for the upfront cost. But it enables them to go to get a long list of information, from nutrition to fitness to mental health, how to sleep better, how to eat better, obviously, and then peer support. So, you know, Dr. Bidwell at the university also helps us with putting counselors online mm-hmm. that officers can go with discretion. We as administrators don't know, so there's some privacy. Anyway,
yeah, absolutely.
That's kind of where we're at. We're ready to roll this out next week.
Well, you know, we often forget that police officers are humans too, right? We think of them as superhuman and able to go, and they rush in when people are rushing out, and they're there to protect and serve, but they still have the same issues when it comes to health as normal folks do, and taking care of them and chronic diseases is definitely a good thing. Sergeant Green, what does it mean if what's the difference between a healthy officer versus one that may be struggling with managing their blood pressure or their cholesterol? Why is it important to have a healthy officer is what I was trying to say.
It's very important. And me personally, I have that personal side of it, because I was at once just do anything police officer. Now at 52, mm-hmm. I'm glad that I had the chance to, you know, be in a position where, you know, I was like these young officers. At 44, I'm in the hospital.
I'm glad you think 44 is still young.
No. When I was at 44.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 52 now. Yeah. But when I was 44, I wound up.
Okay.
In the hospital.
Because of your lifestyle?
Because of my lifestyle. I mean, and I was running, playing basketball every day, doing all these things. But I was not eating right. I wasn't sleeping right. I mean, the first 3 days I was in University Hospital on the fourth floor, I didn't know I was here. I was there for 7 days, stroked out.
So you got a second chance.
Right.
So what did you change and do different?
I changed just about everything. The way I eat, you know,
Well, obviously you were still exercising, but still just the way you eat, probably stress management.
Stress management, mental detox mm-hmm. on a regular basis, sleep, no matter what it is. People around me know that I'm going to get my rest.
You know, it's one thing, Sergeant Green, and you know, you think about when you were 44, we're going to call them young because I'm not there yet, 42, but also the younger officers. And two, just in this any day work, convincing people that eating right, sleeping, mm-hmm. stress management makes a big difference. When you finally submit to that and give it a try, what kind of changes did you see in your own life, Sergeant Green?
Oh, my goodness. I could focus better. Mm-hmm. I was more task-oriented. The focus part of it was like really a change for me, because I could wake up and it's like my brain is resting, my mind is resting, my body is resting. It's all correlating together, and I'm getting things done now.
Are you able to better, I guess, mentor the young whippersnappers on the force?
And Brody will tell you, you know, I talked to him a year ago. That's like my number one goal, mm-hmm. to mentor, to talk to the young officers, push them into take my position. You need to be right here with me, and I will walk you through, you know, and I say the mental detox. Sometimes you got to separate from technology in order to get a complete detox. You know, I don't care if it's just a ride from work to home or home to work. Clear your mind, you know, meditate, cut off everything, because everything you touch during the course of a day lays on you.
That's a really good visual. Mm-hmm. If we thought about it that way, Sergeant Green, like every time you just open your phone for just, you know, that mindless scrolling, that's just a blanket on top of you, a weight on top of you. Mm-hmm. By the end of the day, just how heavy that kind of is.
Yes, ma'am.
That load in that way. And, you know, Bodie, how long have y'all had, is it the Cordiac or Cortico? Cortico. How long have you had, as UMSC had the Cortico?
We're rolling it out next week, so the officers don't know about it yet.
Surprise!
Yes, that's why we're here. So, and it goes beyond the health, Rebecca. You know, what is also is overlooked in this career is, you know, the financial strain, how we manage our money. Our family, you know, working these crazy hours, and you being at the hospital, you know, the nurses and medical staff go through the same thing. They're working crazy hours. They have to come home, manage a family, manage a budget. It's a lot of stress, and it goes back to what Sergeant Green was saying. Stress keeps you up at night. Without rest, you don't get full recovery. So this Cortico app does more than just talk about health, fitness, nutrition. We want the well-rounded individual, and we want to mentor. He and I, you know, being older, there's younger officers, and we've identified other officers on the department. We want to be like a big brother, big sister to the younger folks. We came on at a time where the culture of a police department, you know, I remember, you know, the academy, you came out in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. My FTO took me to these fried food places, and that was the culture of working that on the street. And then what you learn really quick, I don't want to go down that route. You know, I have to be different. Although I'm a rookie on the patrol, I can't go to these restaurants. So I would start packing a lunch. And then I wanted Sergeant Green to come in also and talk about meal prep. Mm-hmm. You know, they work 12-hour shifts, and it's real easy to, you know, hit that snooze, jump up, go to work, and run this card in the cafeteria and get some bad choices. Right. But if you meal prep, spend a little time. Like he sent me a text last night. He'll be working Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sent me a text last night with him and his granddaughter cooking a big, healthy meal, and they'll portion it out. He'll portion it out for the weekend. Mm-hmm. So his meals are taken care of. That's planning.
Did your granddaughter enjoy that, Sergeant Green?
She does.
What'd y'all cook?
We did grilled chicken and with gravy, mm-hmm, and steamed rice.
Yeah, you can have your cake and eat it too. And you got a little vegetable there. Mr. Bodie, you eating your vegetables?
Yes, I grow my own too. I'm kind of in a rural area, so I had cucumber today that I grew, you know, peas, corn, all that stuff. If I can't grow it, I try to get it at a farmer's market locally, try to stay away from the processed stuff.
Yes.
And then just eat, you know, some good lean proteins.
I think the other piece to this that I like, this Cortico app that you guys are rolling out for all of your police force, is the fact that, if I'm hearing you correctly, that the family will have access to it as well. And so for many of you, their spouses, partners, or it should be a together,
yep,
kind of thing that they're going through. It can't just be, you know, one or the other, and that way they can maybe get the, yep, support that they need or lack, or then, you know, it's a movement. Like you, mm-hmm, for you, Sergeant Green, it took a, you know, hitting that rock bottom before, you know, finding yourself in a place you didn't want to be because of your health to fight back. But hopefully changing some minds and changing a little bit of the culture can keep others from having to find themselves like in that position. You mentioned your police officers don't know about this app yet. When are we telling them other than today?
Our plan is Monday morning start appearing at the roll calls. We have a web version, so we have a large screen, touch screen, that we can go over the app, how they log on. Uh-huh. And, you know, once they log on, it's just a regular app like everybody else.
Yep.
You know, you can scroll. There's videos attached. There's leadership videos.
Well, this is exciting stuff, and we've got more with Sergeant Green and Mr. Bodie coming up next.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.